The anti-dogmatism that progressives and fascists alike inherited from pragmatism made the motives of the activist the only criteria for judging the legitimacy of action. I want to assure you, FDR's aide Harry Hopkins told an audience of New Deal activists in New York, that we are not afraid of exploring anything within the law, and we have a lawyer who will declare anything you want to do legal. Today, particularly under Bush, it is precisely this attitude that liberals call fascist. But that yardstick is too short to get the full measure of what made the New Deal fascistic. We render fascism and Nazism into cartoons when we simply say that they were evil. The seduction of Nazism was its appeal to community, its attempt to restore via an all-powerful state a sense of belonging to those lost in modern society. Modernization, industrialization, and secularization sowed doubt and alienation among the masses. The Nazis promised to make people feel they belonged to something larger than themselves. The spirit of all for one, one for all, suffused every Nazi pageant and parade. This was the fundamental public philosophy shared by all of FDR's brain trust, and they inherited it wholesale from Herbert Crowley and his comrades. At the heart of the New Deal, writes William Chambre, was the resurrection of the national idea, the renewal of the vision of national community. Roosevelt sought to pull America together in the face of its divisions by an appeal to national duty, discipline, and brotherhood. He aimed to restore the sense of local community at the national level. Roosevelt himself observed that we have been extending to our national life the old principle of the local community in response to the drastic changes working their way through American life. Militarism in America, as in Nazi Germany and fascist Italy, was a means to this end, not the end itself. This has been the liberal enterprise ever since, to transform a democratic republic into an enormous tribal community, to give every member of society from Key West, Florida to Fairbanks, Alaska, that same sense of belonging, we're all in it together, that we allegedly feel in a close-knit community. The yearning for community is deep and human and decent, but these yearnings are often misplaced when channeled through the federal government and imposed across a diverse nation with a Republican Constitution. This was the debate at the heart of the Constitutional Convention, and one that the progressives sought to settle permanently in their favor. The government cannot love you, and any politics that works on a different assumption is destined for no good. And yet, ever since the New Deal, liberals have been unable to shake this fundamental dogma that the state can be the instrument for a politics of meaning that transforms the entire nation into a village. We should close this discussion by once again reiterating that whatever the similarities between the three New Deals, the differences between America, Germany, and Italy are more important.